Sonia Sorich is here. Good morning, Sonia.
Good morning, Steve.
Sonia is digital editor for the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk about business news on Fridays. Tuesday's election results raise questions about whether California can keep parts of the Affordable Care Act going if President-elect Donald Trump and a Republican Congress pull the plug on Obamacare. What's at stake here?
Quite a bit, actually. We're talking about coverage for more than 5 million Californians here. These are people who have obtained health insurance through Covered California or Expanded Medi-Cal, which is the government health care program for the poor. Officials say that if the plug is pulled on Obamacare, basically every sector of the health care industry would be impacted, from consumers to providers.
What are California's chances of keeping what it already has?
That's a tough question. Even though California adopted the core of the Affordable Care Act through state law, the program is very reliant on federal framework and funding for subsidies. While the state could move ahead alone if necessary, some involved in those discussions say that decision would be very difficult.
More than $12 million is being spent on updating a downtown Sacramento building from 1914. What's planned here?
We are talking about a mixed-use retail and office building at 428 J Street in downtown Sacramento. Basically, at the space, a $12.5 million project is underway. This is going to lead to more than 70,000 square feet of available office space and 7,000 square feet of available retail space, approximately. Now, the building is about 35% occupied currently, but it will become virtually empty. Its largest current tenant, which is the Fair Political Practices Commission, is moving next March.
Didn't this building used to be a hotel?
Yes, it was originally built as the seven-story Travelers Hotel. That lasted until about the 1950s. Then it was once converted into apartments, and most recently it's known largely as office space. The building is owned by a family from the Bay Area.
Any idea about the future tenants we could see there?
Well, on the office side, the project could appeal to various creative firms, maybe some existing downtown companies that are looking for more space. And then it's important to remember that along with being close to Golden One Center, this building is near the federal courthouse and a new Kaiser Permanente medical office that's under construction. So it could attract law firms and maybe healthcare companies, too. On the retail side, this will be also interesting to watch. Currently, a Subway sandwich shop is the only retail occupant. Overall, the renovations should be complete by May.
Southern California's Golden Road Brewing is moving forward with plans to open a brew pub and beer garden at the site of a former Midtown laundromat. What's new with the project?
The craft brewery has filed plans with the city of Sacramento for the project. This would include demolishing the closed City Suds laundromat, which is on L Street in Midtown. Ultimately, we would see a new two-story building at the site. It's interesting that this new Midtown location would include a brew pub and restaurant built at least partially from shipping containers.
How do you think this will mesh with the current beer scene?
Well, as you noted, the Golden Road is from Southern California, and last year the brewery was sold to Anheuser-Busch InBev. So, you know, in some circles, there's naturally some ambivalence about an out-of-town brewer coming to Midtown's beer scene. But other people say, hey, well, beer is beer, and the more options, the better.
Well, since we're talking about beer, two local entrepreneurs have begun a Kickstarter campaign for an interesting addition to breweries. What's in the works?
These entrepreneurs are trying to raise $20,000 on a Kickstarter for an official craft beer board game. This is basically a resource collecting board game in which players try to collect various ingredients for a batch of beer. The game is not currently for sale outside of the Kickstarter campaign, but its creators hope to eventually make mass-produced copies with the Kickstarter money that they raise and sell the games through local breweries.
So do you think this game will appeal to a lot of people?
Well, it's interesting. It kind of marks another sign of the evolution of the craft beer industry and the beer industry in general. You know, it's not just this mentality of sitting down and getting drunk as quickly as possible at these tasting rooms anymore. It's more of a social experience that sometimes even appeals to families and very casual drinkers. Board games are sort of a fixture at a lot of these local breweries, and this seems like a good addition to the mix. Sounds pretty fun to me. Looking forward to trying it out sometime. time.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. Thank you, Sonia.
Thanks, Steve.
You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.